Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy James Lopez representing for the dopest of the dope dads out there, the Fatherhood is Lit community. Welcome to episode 35 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, and thank you once again for keeping the movement moving. Remember, iron sharpens iron. If you know a dad out there that needs to hear our content or follow us on social media, let them know we exist. Put them onto our community and continue showing the world that our presence matters, and of course, that fatherhood is lit. It's real easy. DM a link to a friend, DM a post to a friend, tag them in a post, share one of our articles like How to Survive a Lego Build, or why dads need to be at school functions. If audio is their thing, share the podcast. And of course, drop a dope review and I'll send you some Fire Fatherhood is Lit stickers. I got you. It's real easy to support and it's free. Keep doing it and thank you. Without you, there would be no us, for real. Wow, wow, wow. What a time to be alive. Things are in shambles here in the United States as well as the rest of the world. Now is when dads like us, the real dads out there, feel the pressure, but step up to the plate and kill it. Now is when the unknown really fucks with everybody's head. Now is when you, a father, not only say you will do anything for your kids, but actually do it and show it through your actions. I woke up Monday, March 16th, stuck at home like many of you guys. Our mayor finally closed schools. I was keeping my kids out of school this week anyway, and he advised us to go into self-quarantine. Thank you, Mayor. It was about time. When I woke up, everything looked the same, but it felt different. Do you know what I mean? I woke up without an alarm and didn't have to run to my son's room to wake him up for school. I didn't have to nudge my oldest 20 times at 5:45 a.m. to wake him up. I didn't have to force him to eat breakfast. He hates school lunch, and missing breakfast is a no-no in my eyes. He still misses it anyway. And of course, breakfast most days, I'm not perfect and tell him, all right, you don't want to eat, it's your problem. We all have done it. I didn't have to threaten him with bodily harm to get moving before we miss his bus. I didn't get to tell him bye as he jumped on the school bus and I started chronicling my day via my Uber Dad series. I didn't have to rush back home to wake up my wife and other two kids to get them ready for work and school. Damn, I didn't even get to watch my little snack man hide his snacks under his car seat before we drove away to daycare. Everything that I used to hate doing in the morning was now on hold. And even though it was one day, knowing that it was going to be like this for possibly a month, damn, that sucked. I can't believe I even said that. But let's be honest, the things we complain the most about, especially in regards to our kids, are the things that make our lives fulfilling. And sometimes even we love those things the most without even realizing it. Until now, of course. It's a rude awakening. This is going to be the new normal for many of us. So what's a dad like you and I to do? Besides stepping up, all we can do is take the time to be grateful for even being in the position of handling our business as a dad anyway. During times like this, our mindset is everything. I interviewed a guy named James Altucher years ago, and he told me, James, we complain about everything, but never take the time to be grateful to be in a position to complain. He said, think of it like this. You drive somewhere and get stuck in traffic for hours. You sit there and complain about how much traffic sucks. And chances are that by you complaining, you set yourself up to be angry all day. It fucks your day or night up. Sounds familiar? He said, instead, why don't you tell yourself, shit, I'm lucky to be stuck in traffic in the car I actually own. Some people don't get the luxury of being stuck in traffic because they can't afford or don't have a car. You do. Weird way to think of shit, but it makes sense. This week and until this pandemic is over, you will read messages or even hear parents say that they are tired of being home with their kids. They will complain about everything and anything. Rightfully so. If shit bothers you, you default to complaining. Trust me, I complain like crazy. I'm not perfect. Shit, I can tell you my complaints going forward already. I work from home, and now having kids here, Well, that productivity is going to get cut in half or more real quick. Trust me, just recording this one podcast, I've had about maybe 30 interruptions. On top of that, it wasn't just the kids, it was the heater banging away. These New York City heaters are no joke. Now, instead of simply working on my business all day, I have to check in and make sure my kids don't waste a day. This isn't vacation. This is a modification of life. Learning still has to happen. Homework still has to get completed. Breakfast, lunch, which is served by the school, will now get done by me, Chef Boyard James, and I'm no cook. I love moving independently. Now with my kids here for at least 3 weeks, well, that movement is partially dead. I have to fit them in my daily life, in my daily routine, and much more than I did before. And you know what? For that, even though it's about to get crazier, I'm super grateful for it. Why? Because I get to flex my muscles as a dad while protecting and educating my kids. Did we do that before? Of course we did. But now it's going to matter even more. Now it's up to parents, the dope mothers out there, the dope dads like us, to step up and handle our business like no other. During times like this, you have to be grateful that it's you being the parent, that it's you in the position. Because if you're like me, then you will bet on yourself to raise your kids better than their teachers or strangers could ever do. We dads are gangsters. Be grateful that you get to earn your stripes, because some of us out there, well, they don't have that opportunity. There's a father out there that wishes they could go through this dilemma with their kids, but instead are being forced to watch this from the sidelines. You know exactly what I mean. If you have the luxury to be there with your kids during this pandemic, be grateful about it and handle your business. Even for someone like me that spends almost all of his time with his kids, this is a blessing in disguise. Now, all the time we need to build a solid connection with our kids is being provided. Imagine, you could be a single horny dude at home eating ramen noodles alone. Instead, you get to play and even fight with your kids for a month or more. You get to go through this whole ordeal with your kids by your side. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want it any other way. And for that, I'm grateful. It's going to get harder before it gets easier. Complain all you want about it. You have the right to do so. But also take the time to say, I'm grateful to be in the position to continue to show my kids why I am the number one father and hero that they see us as. Being grateful, as silly as it sounds, will get you through this. Complaining all the time will only make it worse and make you feel worse every single day. Oh yeah, if you have toddlers or below, be grateful. You can now clean your back seat with a hazmat suit and not look all crazy and shit. It's the little things that matter. Your presence matters now more than ever. Make your presence felt. You're too blessed not to. Be grateful. Fatherhood is lit.